Hey, this is James Rolfe, and you're listening to the Canned Air Podcast.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to another episode of Canned Air, your tribute to comics and pop culture. I am Jeremy Colley.
And I'm Randy Hardenbrook.
And joining us today, we have a very special guest from Skulls.com, which offers quality gear for gamers, like esports teams, organizations, et cetera, et cetera. We're talking like jerseys, jackets, chairs, backpacks, just to name a few things. We welcome CEO of Skulls Incorporated, Wes Bird, to the show. Wes, thank you so much for being here, man.
Thanks for having me. Pleasure.
We're going to have some fun today in our retro roundtable. We're going to be talking about product placement within pop culture. So a good example we were just discussing would be, for instance, like the Eggo waffles in Stranger Things. I'm sure Eggo paid out or got paid on that.
Yeah.
or made out pretty damn good on that. I bet sales skyrocketed. But anyway, some examples there. And then we're going to turn our attention over to Wes and talk more about everything happening over at Skulls.com. But before we do all that, don't forget to find us on Twitter at CannedAirPod and on Instagram at Canned_Air. And if you like what we're doing, want to show some support, CannedAirPodcast.com. Hit the Patreon button on there. Now it'll take you right over to our page. $5 a month gets you access to the Canned Air Patreon pod. $10 a month gets you even more content and merch. So check that out. Randy, what am I forgetting?
Your boys are officially on Evergreen Podcast. It's a podcast network with a lot of really great shows, and we're really excited for all the opportunities that's coming through that. So, yeah.
Exactly. All right, let's kick it off with this week's Retro Roundtable.
Here we go!
All right, product placement within pop culture. Randy, kick us off.
So I was always a big fan of the movie Richie Rich back in, I think it was like 93, 94, which was the retelling or the screen adaptation of the old cartoon with Macaulay Culkin.
Oh, shit, and I already know what you're going to say, son.
And in one particular scene, you know, Richie's out. He gets all these poor kids to come and be his friends. And, hey, you want to come to my house? I have a roller coaster, blah, blah, blah. And, you know, they're taking him through the house and they go in the basement. You have your own McDonald's? And yeah. There's literally like a McDonald's in the basement. Mm-hmm. Own food. Totally impractical. But as a kid, that just like totally blew my mind.
Let me tell you how my mind reeled on that. Growing up, like, wow, not only how cool it would be to have McDonald's, but then like the practical part of my mind was like, so what? There's always just people in the basement just waiting for me to want a hamburger. I would still take up the offer, though, to have a McDonald's in my basement for sure.
Dude, we know you'd just be going down there and reading the toys. I mean, let's be honest here.
I probably wouldn't be able to leave the basement after a month down there.
Just make me another burger.
I think I'd pay for a Whataburger in my basement. I'm not a much of a McDonald's guy.
What kind of a burger? I'm sorry?
A Whataburger. You know, that's a Texas thing. You ever been to a Whataburger?
No, never even heard of it.
We're based in Ohio. We don't have those. So.
We don't have Whataburger. Whenever I was growing up as a kid, we always thought it was Whataburger. Whataburger, that sounds gross.
But I've heard really good.
Yeah, Whataburger doesn't sound good. It's like a burger made from water buffalo or something.
Yeah. It's a terrible name. I think Whataburger sounds, it's really stupid, but yeah, definitely very pop culture-ish down here in, well, in the Texas area for sure.
Sure. I would like to check that out. I mean, as long as the burgers don't actually have water in them or anything, but I love a good burger joint no matter what, like it's my jam.
I guess it's kind of the Texans as In-N-Out is to Californians.
Oh, wow. So it's a big deal.
Yeah, it's kind of a big deal.
I'll put that on my next time I visit Texas list.
There you go.
For sure. All right. Well, let's see. Wes, do you have an entry for product placement within pop culture?
I don't know. It's a tough one. I love movies, and I guess I've always loved the car placements. Seeing Camaros and Corvettes, and I think they get a lot of traction in those placements.
Yeah.
superhero movies are great for that, for being that target market.
Absolutely, absolutely.
Any of those big blockbusters. And it's funny you say that, because one that just rushes to mind, because not only did they have the cars in their film, they made damn sure that the front grill, like the logo, the Mercedes-Benz logo, like anytime that car pulled up, that's what pulled right up to the screen. Like they made damn sure you seen it was the Lost World Jurassic Park.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Those things were everywhere.
I was also thinking, and Wes, feel free to hop in on this, but the newer Transformers, the Michael Bay movie, the new Camaros, and
yeah.
Was I mistaken that all the good guys were the Chevys and all the bad guys, the Decepticons, were the Fords?
That's how I'd write it.
I'd write it too. That's hilarious.
When they did the Knight Rider reboot, was Knight Rider a Mustang? What was he when they brought him back? I feel like they changed the car up.
That was a Firebird, wasn't it?
Firebird, yes. Okay. Yes. Wait, the original one or the one, the new one?
The original one, I think, was a Firebird, wasn't it?
Yeah. I feel like when they brought it back, they totally changed what kind of car it was. Like when they had, it was like 3 years ago, there was a reboot that really did not go well, but I can't remember.
To the internet.
Yeah, there are no such thing as Pontiacs anymore. So I imagine they would have to, you know, find a new sponsor for that placement.
I can't remember what it was, and maybe after Randy finds it, I'll be like, oh, I guess that's not too bad. But I feel like at the time I was like, why the fuck would you choose that car? I'm like biting my nails to find out what Randy finds out.
Looks like it was a 2008 Ford Mustang GT500 KR.
That was a Decepticon if there ever was one.
I guess there's some Ford fans out there we're probably dissing on right now.
Yeah, they won't probably be listening to the show anymore now.
Probably, but that's okay. I mean, if they don't want to listen to us while they're broke down along the road, that's their problem.
Oh, that's awesome.
I'm talking shit I don't even really know, so. All right. How about the movie Castaway with Tom Hanks?
Oh, yep.
How about, and I mean, FedEx was a big one, but the one that...
Swiss Army Knife.
Oh, shit, yeah. Boy, a lot of people got paid on that, didn't they? But I'm thinking more so the Wilson ball, the Wilson volleyball.
Oh, yeah.
Now, I have never in my life ever felt the need to go purchase a volleyball. But when I saw that movie, I was like, I bet you I could make one of them fucking things. Wilson almost had my money.
Yeah, I imagine so.
Unless they actually made like a Wilson replica, like produced by Castaway people and not the Wilson company themselves. But
well, not only that, I mean, it almost had to be Wilson because, I mean, I can't see anybody yelling, Spalding!
True.
Nerf, come back! What a good movie, though. And like, it's so funny how a ball became such a crucial character to that film, mm-hmm. You know?
Absolutely.
And when I was making that reference to the Swiss Army knife, I think he had one in his, on his keychain or something at the beginning of the movie. And then you know, he put it down and left it somewhere. And then when he got back from it, he was just like, you know, messing with the Swiss Army knife, thinking, man, if I just kept this in my pocket.
Yeah, because didn't he, I remember he had like a messed up tooth. Didn't he use like a freaking like ice skate or something to like chisel it out?
Yeah.
Ugh.
Well, no, what he did was he put the end of the blade against the tooth and then took a rock and hit the other side and he passed out. Which
I'd rather not remember.
I mean, I've never like had any limbs amputated or been shot or stabbed or anything, but I mean, my frame of reference when it comes to pain, like there is nothing worse than pain in the mouth. Like that is the worst pain. And I can't imagine being stuck on an island like that. Like what could you do other than that? Like you'd be so fucking desperate because it's the worst pain in the world.
Absolutely.
Good movie though.
Good movie.
Randy, back to you.
Well, circling back to the car thing, and no, I'm not going to insult Ford anymore, but the Mini Cooper of the Italian Job. I mean, if that wasn't a product placement for a particular car, I don't know what is, but I would have never given a Mini Cooper a second thought until I saw Jason Statham and Marky Mark and Charlize Theron driving those around. And, okay, those are cool. All right.
That was a good movie. But wasn't there like an explosion of those things after that film came out? Didn't like tons of people start getting them? It was like when the fucking PT Cruiser came out, except cool.
Not a PT Cruiser fan.
No. No. Those were Chryslers though, right? Those aren't Fords.
Yeah. What would be pretty awesome though is to see like a really cool movie like Iron Man and then have them product place like the smart car in there or something. That would be fun.
That'd be cool.
Super. Tesla did miss a very good opportunity, didn't they?
Put some flames on the side of it.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I'd pay to see that. You just made me think of inadvertently. I mean, nothing you said really relates to this, but I thought you were going to say something about Iron Man, like selling like ad space on his suit or something. It made me think of the movie Mystery Men. There, the guy Captain Amazing, the hero in the beginning, he had like Energizer on one arm. Right. He had the Pepsi logo on another. He was just like a whore to corporate sponsors. But he was also a jerk. So I guess that's what they were trying to get at. He's just a sellout douchebag, right? All the real heroes didn't have Pepsi and Energizer on their fucking sleeves.
That would be hilarious. Superhero with like sponsorships.
He's got to get paid too.
Right, right.
Everybody got to get paid. Suits are cheap. All right. Wes, did you have any other contributions?
Well, no, I guess not. Definitely want me, you know, from a brand perspective of skulls, kind of makes me want to start to look at some brand placements. So, you know, it's fun to think of the other way around. You know, hey, as a brand, what pop culture type of thing would I want to be placed in?
Maybe what if the Wiz 2 happened? Am I thinking of the right movie? That wasn't the name of that film, was it? What was the movie with Fred Savage? Is that right? The Wiz? The Wizard?
I think so, with the Power Glove?
Because now that I'm thinking about it, The Wiz was the remake of Wizard of Oz, wasn't it?
Oh,
with Michael Jackson?
It's a Monday.
Cool, hang on. The internet.
Who's faster? Yeah, The Wizard.
I said The Wiz, though.
Okay, well.
The difference between The Wiz and The Wizard.
Big difference.
Okay, yes. The Wizard. But I knew what you meant with ass Power Glove.
Damn, people are going to be like, what the fuck for a hot second when they hear that. All right. How about the movie E.T., Reese's Pieces?
Oh yes.
That's great.
Let me tell you what, after we saw E.T. when I was a kid, I wanted Reese's Pieces all the time. And I had said on the show very much how I believed in anything I saw on TV. Fraggle Rock. Oh, shit, there must be a Fraggle hole in my house somewhere. Oh, E.T. Oh, shit, there must be an alien hiding in the backyard, you know? So there were times I'd put these things out to see if anything would follow the trail. But aside from a few angry possums, nothing. But I mean, to this day, I can't see Reese's Pieces without thinking of E.T.
Yeah.
Randy, back to you.
All right. At the risk of stealing your thunder, Jeremy, and I apologize ahead of time, but anytime I think candy and cartoon placement, it's got to be Bart Simpson and Butterfinger.
Ooh, I didn't even think about that, but you're right. Well, I mean, it kind of goes both ways because they place the cartoon character with the product rather than the product with the character. But there was an episode of The Simpsons where he did have a Butterfinger. Like they were making a joke that they were, so you are correct. You got under the wire on this one, Randy. You're damn lucky.
How about, Caddyshack and
was it the Snickers bar?
No, it wasn't a Snickers. It was, what's the candy bar? It was, had his peanuts in it and stuff. It wasn't.
Three Musketeer, Milky Way.
No.
You're talking about the pool scene, right?
Yeah, where he
Henry
throws the the candy bar in the
pool. Yeah,
whatchamacallit.
Twix.
Toblerone. Twix.
No, he's like naming off the candy bars.
I've got to hit it sooner or later.
All right, to the this episode sponsored by Google.
Sponsored by diabetes.
Baby Ruth.
That's it.
How did I not say Baby Ruth? I said everything but Baby Ruth.
Well, I mean, heck, if we're talking Baby Ruth, we got to bring up Goonies and Sloth. Baby Ruth.
Mmm, yeah. He wore a Superman shirt too. I mean, there's some product placement, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
You got to wonder if they, if Baby Ruth actually paid for that product placement in Caddyshack or not. You know what I mean? That's not that's not exactly one of those product placements that's like
makes you look good.
Shines a positive light on your product.
We want our candy to look like shit in your movie. Can you make that happen?
Oh man.
Here was a horrible pun of a product placement in the first Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle movie. And no, I'm not talking about Domino's Pizza. I'm talking about when Michelangelo lifts up next to his head a bottle of turtle wax.
Oh, I forgot about that.
And being a kid, I was like, wait, what? It's real shit? Like, because I remember seeing it at the store. I'm like, what? Are there really turtles out there? Yeah, I was a stupid kid.
Sorry, we still love you. I'm a stupid adult, so it's all good. Other movies, and they finally made good on it, but the self-tying shoes by Nike in Back to the Future.
Oh, yeah. Forgot about that. They did make good on that, didn't they?
Mm-hmm.
Shit was expensive. I don't think many people bought it.
I think it was kind of like a one-off thing, but yeah.
Yeah.
Back to the Cars, DeLorean. I mean, that was a pretty good placement.
Oh, shit. Yeah. I didn't think about that. It's really like the product placement of all product placements, if you think about it. Yeah, but it didn't help DeLorean because they went belly up.
Oh, it doesn't come with a flux capacitor? Okay, I don't want it.
That shit don't look like a time machine. And I know South Park has done this, but I am almost positive I've seen several shows make some joke of this in some way or another, the shake weight.
Shake weight?
Oh, you don't remember the shake weight?
Oh, yeah, okay.
Yeah. There is absolutely no way to be cool using one of those. I mean, it's impossible. My wife has one, and...
Oh, you're a lucky guy.
She used it once, and I cracked a joke, and that thing is set on the shelf ever since.
She's like, fine, Randy, do it yourself.
I thought you were going to go with cheesy poofs.
No, I mean, that's not a real product, right? I mean, come on, the shake weight, though. Well, I guess in South Park, they depicted it the wrong way, because after you sat there and did the shake weight long enough, it like would squirt you in the face.
What do they say? The refreshing coolant or something?
It was like a cool-off method, but we all know what it really was. And then after that was all done, the shake weight in South Park would spit out cab fare for you.
Wes is like, what did I get myself into?
Shake weight needs to rest. Here's some cab fare. Going into sleep mode,
yeah.
God, that was funny. All right. Do we have any other product placements to mention before we move on?
I got one more. That would be the Ray-Bans in Top Gun.
Oh, shit. Yeah. And those stand to make a resurgence with the new Top Gun coming out.
Hopefully. Is that still supposed to come out? Wasn't it supposed to be out like last year or something?
Everything was supposed to be out last year, but then COVID.
It's a bummer. The movie industry got hit pretty hard, but...
Yeah.
You know, one thing I just saw, though, is that every trailer that's been coming out has been saying, will be available in theaters and on demand. Well, today, the new Venom trailer just dropped.
Yeah, I heard that. Yep.
And it's the first one I've seen that says only in theaters.
Yep.
So they're I've also been seeing like commercials for hotels, like trying to coax people back out. I mean, they're not sitting there going, come on, where are you? They're just saying, we got this going, we got that going, we're staying clean, we're here for you when you're ready to start coming out. So it's like they're trying to start pushing people back out. But I miss the theater probably more than most things. Yeah, but
a movie in like a year.
Yeah, same here. I can't even remember the last one I saw. It's been that long. And it's just such an escape for me. So I really miss it. It's not the same watching it at home. There's too many distractions.
I mean, I get screaming kids either at the theater or at home. So, it's about the same for me. So.
True, but that was your choice.
Crunching on their popcorn and wrappers crackling during the movie.
Oh yeah,
you can't do that at the house.
Somebody slurping really loud, you know.
See, but that shit pisses me off too. That's why I can't go to like evening movies, because there's too many people, too many of those things happening. I like to go to the movies in the morning when there's a few people there and I'm still groggy and I'm like half asleep in the chair, just zoned out on popcorn and soda.
Jeremy goes and sees the day showings, and if anybody walks in, he whips out his shake weight and makes everybody so uncomfortable they just leave.
What's he doing over there? Oh, just shake weight. Yeah, it's a shake weight. Don't worry about it.
Just I'm working out here.
Working the delts. I don't know.
I wonder if they even still sell those things.
I don't know. We'll have to go on an excursion, Jeremy, and try and find a shake weight, the Candair shake weight.
That's what Amazon's for. But I tell you what, that might get a little weird if we're going searching for this jerk off tool thing together or whatever it is. But it would be funny to have it on the show, and whoever loses like a competition or any something has to sit there and shake jerk or shake weight or whatever it's called for like 5 straight minutes or something. Yeah.
Sounds like a competition right now.
Wes is like, I will not be sponsoring that with my product. Thank you, gentlemen. Yeah.
The shake weight competition brought to you by skulls.com.
And now.
And that's why you're a good business leader.
Staying the hell away from us.
All right. What's that?
Oh, I was just going to ask Wes if he had anything else.
On product placements, I don't know. I definitely want to give it to, you know, I'll rethink the idea. And whenever I do have a product placement for Skulls, I'll definitely shoot it by you guys. We need to find some sort of independent film or something and have some sort of product placement. That'd be fun.
That would be fun.
All right.
That'd be really cool.
Well, cool. Well, speaking of product placement, why don't we take a quick break and then we'll hop on back and hear about Wes and all about Skulls.
You trying to take my fucking job from me, Randy?
Sorry.
That's my line.
Dude, I saw an opening and I went for it, all right? So sue me.
We're going to commercial. Be right damn back.
This is Alex Hastie, the host of Ohio versus the World, an American history podcast. On Ohio vs. the World, we'll travel back in time with the authors, historians, and even witnesses to visit the most exciting, consequential, and too often overlooked topics that have shaped America's history. There seems to be an Ohio connection to so many important moments.
When you said Ohio versus the world, we did some damage.
So join us and we'll take a deep dive to enlighten, educate, and entertain you as Ohio vs. the World makes history fun again.
All right, and we are back from commercial. Me and Randy have sewn up our differences, and we have come to an understanding, I think. No, I
hit in the head with the shake weight.
You're shake weighting next time we get together. Outside on the sidewalk, too, where people can see. All right, sorry about that. With that all behind us, let's turn our attention over to Wes to talk more about everything that's happening over at skulls.com. Wes, I want to thank you again for being here with us. Hope you've had some fun thus far.
Yeah, good.
You haven't made you too uncomfortable, Wes, right?
I'm not convinced.
It's been interesting.
Oh, man. All right. Well, go ahead and just tell us and our listeners, just kind of in a nutshell to begin, what skulls.com is.
Well, Skulls is merch and a brand name, actually, for the gaming and esports space. We produce all kinds of gear, jerseys and jackets and joggers and all that apparel stuff. But we also do gaming chairs and backpacks and all kinds of stuff. And so we like to outfit high schools, colleges, semi-pro and pro teams. And I've got behind me some awesome jersey examples.
Yeah.
We also are just, you know, trying to be, I guess, you know, a solid name brand in the space, to be the leader I hate to drop other brands, but you could kind of consider it like a Nike or an Adidas or something like that. Sure. For the esports and gaming space. And so, you know, we're enjoying, you know, doing a lot of sponsorships to pro teams and whatnot. And one of our pro sponsors are heading to Six Invitational this month, and you know they won first place in Oxygen Gaming.
Awesome.
They won first place in North America and are headed over to the Paris to play in SI right this month, and so that's going to be pretty exciting.
Very cool. That's
crazy. I'm a casual gamer, and you know I'll occasionally be on YouTube and see like some of these professional players and stuff, and it's crazy. And it's literally a sports team, so that's so cool that you know you offer these. Are they customizable in any way?
Yeah, absolutely. Everything is custom to we do everything designed per team in-house. We do all design work, and it's all custom. Of course, we have our own branded stuff too.
Like right.
If you want some Skulls gear, we have our own Skulls stuff, which is cool. But yeah, everything's custom.
Yeah, that's and amazing. it's really high quality stuff. Mm-hmm. And I mean, the chair itself, I'm jealous of the chair. it's a good looking chair.
Yeah, being a new brand in the space, it was kind of like, all right, you know, we got to show up or don't show, you know, just show off or don't show up at all, right?
Right.
So sure, like, go big or go home.
Yes, yeah, right. We need to kind of represent our brand, especially in a brand name. We're not a company that produces stuff for your team. We're a brand name. And so we want to be synonymous with quality. And so the only way to do that is just to really be stickler on that quality aspect. So everything we do is top notch.
Yeah, it sure looks like. I mean, based on what we see behind you and based on what I was seeing on your website earlier, it looks like really, really nice stuff. And it's cool to give these teams and stuff, a sense of identity in a very stylish way, too. I mean, I think back in my day when I was... If I would want to do anything like this, it had been an iron-on transfer onto a shitty white t-shirt. You know what I'm saying?
That's kind of a cool advantage, too. I mean, the guys from Skulls, we started this thing 20 years ago. And in fact, this year is like our 20th anniversary as a group of gamers. You guys know how it is. You kind of have your buddies you hang out with. We had a clan called Skulls for 20 years. And only 2 years ago, we decided to turn it into a brand name. It was a cool name. I've owned the skulls.com domain for 20 years, and I'm like, hey, let's turn this into a biz. And so we decided to make it a name brand and come into market in a big way. But yeah, it's been fun. And what's kind of cool about that quality thing you're talking about, we have high schools, you know, and the same jerseys that these high school kids are wearing as far as structure, you know, construction and material is the exact same as the professional teams that we have.
Oh, wow.
So, you know, it's definitely not iron-on for the high schoolers and, you know, good stuff for the pros.
Oh, yeah.
And so that it kind of gives the kids a sense of, you know, like they're really part of something, and it's kind of cool. And to know that, hey, man, I'm wearing the same jersey essentially as Oxygen Gaming is. They're playing SI, you know, and they can actually buy that jersey too if they want an actual Oxygen jersey. But if they want, you know, their high school logo on it, we do some really cool design work for high schools. It's pretty fun.
That's awesome.
Just makes you feel legit. You know what I mean?
Exactly.
Oh, hey, oh, yeah. And going back to kind of your mission statement, one thing I appreciate is, you know, a dad of a gamer is you guys are very family friendly. Unlike this episode today. But
hey, I never claimed to be family friendly. Don't put that shit on me.
But, you know, that's just so awesome that, you know, part of your mission statement is to kind of promote that, because my son has been getting into Among Us and some of these other games, Fortnite. Some of that stuff, and I'm like, no, I'll stay over here on the classic 16-bit stuff. But it can really get rough, especially for little kids or, you know, young adults that are just trying to get into it. And it's cutthroat out there, man. I mean, as a 30-year-old man, when you get insulted by an 8-year-old saying, "Ah, you can't play your crap."
Yeah, that 8-year-old unfortunately has learned by experience, because you know he's received enough of it from that 30-year-old while he's playing the game. And so I definitely want to kind of use our, you know, our ability to kind of, you know, as we're outfitting students in high school and in college and in pro levels, we definitely kind of, you know, we're all, you know, adults be adults, but you know, it's a good thing to kind of promote kind of team sportsmanship, because that's been lost, you know?
Yeah. Oh yeah.
And esports and gaming, where they're just like, you know, kids are telling other kids to, you know, go jump off a cliff and literally like cut their throat and, you know, just commit suicide. And that actually happens. And yes, that actually happens. And so, you know, we got to do something as a brand in the space, and as, sure, you know, to kind of help at least promote, hey, let's you don't have to play fair. I mean, shoot somebody in the face if that's the game you're doing, you know. but
don't insult them afterwards.
That's right. You know, shoot them in the face and then say good game, you know.
Yeah. I've spent a lot of time, not so much recently, but just ever since like Xbox Live has ever been a thing, I've spent a lot of time on there. And before that, you know, it was always LAN parties. And you know, Xbox Live comes along and it's like, this is amazing. We can all be at home and play. But, you know, then, I mean, I guess you can make private parties and stuff. You don't have to listen to people's crap, but a lot of the times you'll hear people's crap, and sometimes it can really just pull from the experience. Mm-hmm. There is something to be said, and nothing can really beat those old LAN parties, even though so much went into it. You know, not only bring your console, you have to bring a chair, you have to bring a TV, a table for said TV. You need everything, but you were so willing to do it.
Yeah.
You know, there was more setup and teardown than there was actual game time.
Yeah.
But it was still better.
I've hosted, I can't tell you how many LAN parties I've hosted. In fact, I've been hosting them for 20 years. You know, I was kind of the host for all these Skulls guys. And we, you know, hosted probably 2 LAN parties a year, you know, on average, for those 20 years, you know. So I've hosted all these LAN parties in my house, people bringing their stuff, you know, and a lot of those rules, that we kind of implemented for that friendly atmosphere were because we had kids coming, you know, our own children coming to the LAN party, and we want them to participate. But, you know, it is totally different whenever you're in a face-to-face environment, even if you didn't have those rules in place and you just have a bunch of people show up at the same place. You're not going to, you know, say some of the things that you might say whenever you're in a, you know, half a world away from somebody talking through a microphone.
Yeah. It's a lot harder to talk smack when you can get your ass kicked later on for it.
Yeah. Somebody might pick up a bat and come to your
shake weights flying all over the room.
What'd you say, Randy?
I said shake weights flying all through the room.
Those things can be dangerous.
Beyond dangerous. Wow. Now, you also have a YouTube page I saw that, you know, it looks like there's some footage of you on there playing some games, but I've also seen you interviewing and being interviewed, you know, not only about Skulls, but kind of what Randy was talking about, you know, just about the encouragement of sportsmanship. I saw another video on there. It looked like it was, and I might be butchering this, but somewhat like advice for people who are getting into like the esports world. So are you able to tell the listeners a little bit more than I am about your YouTube page?
Yeah, I mean, we kind of have a plethora of stuff there, but yeah, it's just, I like to do interviews with people to talk about diversity, integrity, and in esports, and that was one of the big ones. For that one, we had a bunch of guest speakers and guests on, and that was actually presented at the Esports Awards Expo, which was an awesome honor to have all of those guys talk. And, wow. You know, this day and age, there's some serious conversations. We just kind of have to get out there and lay it out and talk about it. It's really the only way to fix the problem. And there's really, you know, some problems can't be fixed, but at least we can kind of change our own, the way we kind of look at something and maybe kind of think about it before we act on some things. You know, that's what I teach my kids, right? Think before you act. Yeah. If we could all just do that.
Oh my God, what a better world this would be.
If we all would just follow the advice we give our kids when we tell them to think before they act.
But yeah, I guess that integrity part of it to me kind of is kind of that thing about, you know, hey, just being, you know, treating other people the way you'd be treated, and you know, and sometimes that's okay to smack talk people if you, you know, if you're having fun, yeah. You know, as long as you're not, you know, being
not crossing the line.
Yeah. Just, there are certain lines you shouldn't cross. Just having conversations. I think having those conversations, especially from a brand perspective and from those product placements guys, right? I mean, talking about product placement, you know, if you're going to pay, you know, if a big brand sponsors, you know, a show that is about, you know, pissing in Cheerios, then, you know, that brand should be kind of responsible for the problem and not for the solution. And so I kind of want to encourage other brands to, you know, pay attention to what they're putting their money in. And at least kind of maybe how can we help, you know, how can we help the, you know, fix the problem is unfortunately from you guys know this as well as I do. It's really about where the money goes. So if the money's going to content that promotes, you know, this anti-culture, then that's what's going to happen. And so if the world wants to change in that regard, then hey, let's put money in, put our money in on a horse that's going to at least fight fair. You know, maybe even if he doesn't win, at least I backed the horse that was going to fight fair.
Well, I mean, company integrity is everything. I mean, I think Nintendo has done a very good job over the years of doing stuff like that. Where I remember back, I think it was the 80s when, or maybe 90s when the whole ESRB thing kind of came out. Nintendo's like, hey, you know, we're family friendly, not like Sega over here that's got, you know, all these other, you know, bloody Mortal Kombats. We took the blood out of ours. And, you know, I know a lot of that was marketing, but, you know, taking that stance of, hey, we're going to be family friendly and it's just who we are.
Yeah. Family friendly can kind of be, you know, place this overarching, like, oh, it's the, you know, the goody two shoes versus the whatever. But I don't know, that family friendly thing can kind of be out of context. For me, it's just, hey, if you're an adult and there's kids in the room, know that there's kids in the room and act appropriate.
You know? Yeah.
And if you're, you know, but if you're adult and you're with your adult friends, then, you know, do whatever you want to do. I was in the military and I went in the Air Force and, you know, I don't have a problem with foul language and whatnot. I can, you know, you know, whatever.
Thank God.
But, you know, if you're in a room with you know, a 6-year-old, then generally we have a filter as parents, you know.
Right.
It's just kind of a natural filter. But
because there's nothing worse than the child dropping the F-bomb in the middle of the grocery store. Because kids will say enough to get you in trouble anyway. You don't need them dropping the F-bomb.
I've been in games online games where I know that there's like these kids in there, got to be like 10. And they're cussing worse than sailors, you know. But I'm like, wow.
Son, does your mama know you talk like that?
Makes them feel like big men.
Yeah, that's I guess the problem. That's the culture. It's like, all right, well, hey, you're gonna be tough. And yeah, and I think that's the Hollywood.
Absolutely. Well, I want to encourage people to go to skulls.com, and that's SKULLZ.com. And I found you on Instagram and Twitter at Skulls Gear. Is there anywhere else we should be directing people, Wes?
Well, Skulls Gears. We're on all the social medias that way. Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, I guess all of the good stuff. Even I haven't dove too much into the rest. And I've even kind of drawn a blank with what the one I was trying to think of.
Twitch at all, or are you on Twitch?
Well, we got Twitch, yeah. Definitely, for sure that. But anyway, yeah, we're out there at Skull's Gear. At Skull's Gear.
And we'll be tagging you and linking all that stuff on our Facebook. And I really do expect you to reach out to us when we see like Scarlett Johansson spin around in a Skull's chair or something in the next Marvel film.
That'd be awesome.
Wouldn't it though?
I would just pay to be there during that scene.
Yeah. I'd pay to be the chair in that scene. Family friendly, not. All right, well, Wes, thank you so much for being here, man. And Randy, what do we have on the website, sir?
Go to cannedairpodcast.com. Check out show highlights, past episode, merchandise, special guests, and reach out to your boys if you want to be on the show. We are also on evergreenpodcasts.com. So check us out there, too. See all the other amazing shows that are part of the network. And yeah, like I said, just drop us a line if you want to say hi.
There it is. And don't forget to find us on Twitter at CannedAirPod and on Instagram at Canned_Air. And once again, patreon.com/CannedAirPod, or just hit that button on our CannedAirPodcast.com webpage. Take you over to get some extra content for just a little bit of money every month. $5 a month. What's that? You find that shit in your couch cushions every month, right? $5. Come on.
The shake weight spits that out at you.
You just got to work for it, people. Just got to work for it. All right, Randy, is there anything else we're forgetting, sir?
I don't think so.
I feel like there is, but I can't think of what it would be for the life of me. So
I feel like I'm being set up.
No, you're not. I'm honestly scratching my head without scratching it here. Here we go. All right. Well, I think that's going to do it for this week. So until next time, I am Jeremy Colley.
I'm Randy Hardenbrook.
And I'm Wes Bird.
Thanks so much for listening, everyone, and be excellent to each other.
Why don't you come over here and spray paint your name on the wall?
But I don't wanna.
What are you, chicken?
Hold on there, boys.
Wow, it's Flint.
Instead of writing your name, write CannedAirPodcast.com and help spread the word.
Well, that's a great idea. Now we know.
And knowing is half the battle.
G.I. Joe.
This has been a Canned Air production.
Well, hey, podcast listener, my name is Vince, and I'm the host of a show called The RR Show. It stands for Reddit Readings. We're going to sit down twice a week, and I'm going to bring you the most entertaining stories from all of the best subreddits that exist online. Things like malicious compliance, petty revenge, hey, lady, I don't work here. Oh, there's so much more. Lots of great stories and things you won't believe. Like the one time this dude was caught in a bathroom with his friend and he was slapping them because that was the only way that he could actually legitimately help them. A mall cop comes in with a taser. Oh, yeah. The rest is history. It's going to be fun. I got like 20 seconds left, so I don't got much more time to tell you another story. But just join me on The RR Show. It's from Evergreen Podcast, produced in partnership with Wessler Media. So The RR Show, wherever you get podcasts, subscribe today. And it's like an adult story time. Let's hang out together. The RR Show. Subscribe today wherever you get your podcasts.